You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. You found good in abundance. You've consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and we are honored to have you here. It's so nice. People from all over the world, usually somewhere between 330,000, 340,000 people every week, and by the time we bring on our amazing guest today, Tyler, we'll have over 360,000 people, and it's all because of you. Thank you very much, because you tell your family, your friends, you got to listen to the joy of living, because you know in this show, we deal with the three fundamentals of life. And when you use these three fundamentals of life, you become happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? And I guarantee it. Now, you know that this show is about one thing only. The most important person in the whole wide world, that's why you tuned in, that person is you. Y-O-U, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And that's why we work with the three fundamentals. The three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. So in this case, the good number two, you go MAD. MAD is a great acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental of life is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Right now, this show is being carried around the world through that magical, mystical platform called the internet. If you ask anybody, what does www stand for? Invariably, you'll say it has to do with the internet. Now, factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for what a wonderful world. And what is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A. Now, a big thank you, tip of the hat, to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? You can't help it. You smile right away. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I'm speaking again to people. The mask is over. The craziness is gone. And I just spoke recently to a real group of people, 1,182 people. And I'm telling the story about Barry Shore. I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day. People raising their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water to drink, food to eat, a place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simple as proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed today. Now, if you're watching this, listening to it, guess what? They died. That's why they didn't get out of bed. You didn't. By definition, you have an obligation now to live life to the full. So let's tell you a quick story. Imagine the following. Standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. That's me. And it wasn't for an automobile accident. It wasn't a spinal injury. A rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic, which means nothing from my neck down moved. Nothing in my body moved. All I could do was communicate with blinking my eyes. 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of one word. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Like, I tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. And I thought about it. Smile sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, create is a wonderful word that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking, how you look at things and rework them, neuro-linguistic programming. And that's what we're going to talk about with our amazing guest, Tyler Ornstein, today, about rethinking things. And I want to urge you to understand, to internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. Put these in your being, and it will help you with your world and help everybody around you. These 6 words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Now, I got to warn you, everybody in advance, the new viewers, that I use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word, and I do it because of the shock value and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that I use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play, swim, surf, sage. 4-letter words, and the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, that's right, F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, right away, people are raising their hands and saying, hey, Barry, sure, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. But you got to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? So I listened to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. He wants to teach the world to F-U. And by the way, everything you want to know about our amazing guest today, don't have to write anything down. Just lean in and enjoy the process. Just go to my website, www, remember that stands for barryshore.com, and everything about Tyler will be there and his journey and what he's doing. It's so wonderful. Before we bring on Tyler, I just want to urge everybody to do the following. I want you to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, from now and the rest of your life. And these 2 words are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now imagine you go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, and a couple of minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. So you go to the counter and they say, I'm sorry, I forgot, we'll bring it. You sit down a couple more minutes, somebody brings it, finally you say, thank you. You walk out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted saying, read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And he said, it's always possible. Kind is a wonderful acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that I want to share with you at the moment that inspires noble deeds. That amazing, wonderful, terrific Tyler Ornstein. Tyler, please say hello to 300 around the world.
And thank you so much, Barry. It's an absolute pleasure.
Back at you, kid. It's a delight and a pleasure. Look at that smile. That guy is seeing miracles in life every day. We're going to talk about that because the essence of Tyler Ornstein, and the reason I'm so happy that he agreed to be on the show today, is that he is the essence of entrepreneur. Even if we can't spell it, it doesn't matter. He's an E, and he's a millennial E, and he's a driven E in the most positive, purposeful, powerful way because he understands that being an entrepreneur is the ultimate act of giving, of sharing, of helping. So let's just jump right in. We're going to talk about 3 things all at once. We're going to talk about nuts and bolts. We're going to talk about coffee, and we're going to talk about the idea of pipe cleaning. So okay. let's start with nuts and bolts, because one of the things that I find so fascinating about you, Tyler, myself, and people who are entrepreneurs, that a lot of things happen in their life early on. I mean, below the age of 10. Now, I don't know if it's true for you, but it was for me. Just around the age of 10, I became literally an entrepreneur, learned by shoveling snow in Boston, Massachusetts. In the
I read that.
You grew up in Tucson, Arizona, so you weren't into shoveling snow. But tell us, did you have some early roots, either from your family, from yourself, that lent the ability for you to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so I was a Cub Scout, and there was a popcorn drive for Cub Scouts. And I'll never forget, there was this red Huffy bike. And Huffy at the time in the 90s was, you know, to a, I don't know what, 10-year-old was, you know, equal to Ferrari. It was, you know, independent shocks. It had six gears on both wheels. It was a 12-speed, whole nine yards, right? And, you know, come to think of it, the red Huffy bike was probably about $600, but I sold about, you know, maybe just shy of $10,000 in popcorn. So the ratio wasn't there, but that wasn't the point. The point was I wanted to end a goal. I wanted to have this red Huffy bike, and the winner, the most popcorn sales, won the red Huffy bike. So I had a goal in mind. And that goal was to figure out how I could retain that prize, right? So I did exactly what everyone else did. I went door to door trying to sell popcorn. Okay. And then I stood in front of I'll never forget this. I stood in front of, and it's actually in my book, Door to Door to Every Store, Tyler's Coffees, the story of Tyler.
Everything you want to know about Tyler, again, it's on my website, his book, all the stuff about his coffee and the things that he does. You got to go there. Go to my website and learn about Tyler. Okay, so it's in the book. What is in the book that you stood in front of?
So I stood in front of a grocery store, and I had my table, and I had my cans of popcorn, you know, that they gave me as demos. And I had my order sheet. Everything was very organized. I was ready to go. I was in my Weeblo outfit, uniform, you know, the whole badges on my left side. And I was the guy, right? And I'll never forget.
Instead of being a girl.
I'll never forget. I stood there and I was really, really happy. And then people started showing up, and I said, "Hi, would you like to buy some popcorn?" No. "Hi, would you like to buy some popcorn?" No. "Hi, would you like to buy some popcorn?" No. So my smile, and I started losing the air in the tires. I started losing, failing, no, negative, negative, negative. Could have done two things. Could have called my parents and they said, "Hey, I don't want to play this game anymore. Come pick me up." But what I thought is, I said, it's not that they're giving me a no, it's that I'm giving them a binary request. And in a binary request, yes is more dangerous than no. Yes has implications. It has risk. It has inherited thought processes of, I could lose. Okay. No, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to give someone the option to lose. I wanted to give someone the option to win. So what I did is I said to myself, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my language. And I did. So instead of saying, "Would you like to buy some popcorn?" I said, "Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the caramel or do you prefer the cheddar? Do you prefer the vanilla chocolate or the dark chocolate?" I had 6-7 options, right? And what I did is I started coming up with all of these different variables. And the sales started happening. Because people said, "I prefer this over that." Now I have them hooked. I have them hooked. I can bring them in. And I said, would you like to try a sample of it? Sure. Wow, that's actually pretty good. Well, hey, you know, I can send you 6 tins. I know that's a lot, but if I send you 6 tins, I'll give you a little bit of a discount. So we had volume discounts. And
well, here's the amazing thing. Let's have a bike. First of all, did you get the Huffy bike?
I got it.
Yeah. So we just went through 3 or 4 levels of life, and every people listening all around the world, Tyler, and especially people under the age of 35. And people under the age of 35, some of them, actually a lot of them in their early 20s, are leaning in and listening, because what we just did is the following. You went and you said great words. I gave people a binary choice. Duh! And if you give people the choice to opt out, not have to think, well, that's easier than thinking, right? I don't want to think. No. Okay. Even though we know that no means next opportunity, most people know means that's it, forget it. So you were able on your own, maybe you spoke to your parents, I don't know, but you were able to.
No, that was 100% in my mind.
Good. I wanted you to say that.
Yeah.
I wanted you to say that, because here's what's happening. You're faced with what looks like defeat. How do you succeed in the midst of defeat? Well, one of the greatest things you have to do is called shift perspective. Now, you like the word shift, S-H-I-F-T. Most of the people I speak with, and I speak with thousands and thousands of people in my training all over the world. So some reason, Tyler, they drop the F in shift, and the other stuff happens. So you got to be effing careful about shift. So he was able to shift and do one of the most fundamental closes that is in everybody's sales book, right? Which do you prefer? Well, that means that I'm all in. Well, of course I prefer the dark chocolate over the light chocolate. That's great. You think you'd like 2 or 3 of these, or would you like the caramel also?
Yeah.
Well, in other words, they're already buying and you're in process. And now what's happened is not so much that you hooked them. I like, that's the language, but the reality is that I have now become one with you. I want that chocolate popcorn. Wow. I'm going to have an experience. I might even tell my friends. And I got a discount. So Tyler just unpacked for us all of the things that happened at the age of 10 or 11 when he was intuitively understanding that if you give people benefits, if you give people options, and you give people the ability to say yes, easier than saying no, but guess what happens? Shift.
Yeah.
The F in place.
Yeah.
This is so wonderful. So what happened? You got your Huffy bike, which has a double F, so you really did a big shift, and you got your Huffy bike, and you're feeling the oats of being an E, an entrepreneur. Now, the E goes two ways. By the way, nothing wrong with being an employee. I happen to prefer being an entrepreneur. But if you're an employee, you have to understand something. And I say this with great love and respect to you, Tyler, and I hope you second the emotion. That the E as an employee, you want an employee who thinks and acts like an entrepreneur. Isn't that the best?
You want an employee that does think and act like an entrepreneur. Of course you do.
Yes. Well, you see, you said, of course you do. Yes. He said, yes. Because what happens if you're the employer, you have an employee who's always looking to do something better. How can we make this process better, faster, better, cheaper? Wow, isn't that wonderful?
And so I've got a staff at Tyler's and also in my other companies. And we'll do weekly meetings, and I'll sit down with the staff and I'll talk to the staff and I'll say, okay, guys, what do you want to do? What do you see where we want to take this company? What are the things that we want to work on? And then they'll be like, well, we want to do this, 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 this. Okay. What does it entail? How much is it going to be in budget? What are we going to spend on it? What is our return going to look like? These are questions, right? My job as an owner is to support those questions. So we get answers.
Want you to repeat that. My job as an owner is?
Yeah, my job as an owner is to support those questions. Because I want people that work for me to feel like they're invested. Sometimes a business owner says, you'll do what I say. That's okay to an extent, because sometimes it's like, well, no, I'm the parent, you're the child, you're gonna listen to me, you're gonna do what I say, and it's gonna get done this way. Sometimes it's acceptable in my book, but for the most part, I want them to feel that they're building their own future.
This is so wonderful. Building your own future. These words are emblazoned on everybody's mind. Employee is really an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is really an employee building his or her own future. Now, you mentioned something, and I know this, the fact, we're going to go into a little bit more. Tyler, at the moment, owns and runs four companies. And from a perspective of any human being, well, one company is a lot to run. How do you run four? We're going to unpack it after the commercial and discuss that, in essence, running four is on some level no different than running one, because the fundamentals of business, using a lot of F words today, the fundamentals of business apply whether you're selling widgets, nuts and bolts, coffee, pipe cleaners. It doesn't matter,
right?
Because the fundamentals. And now let's go back to something you said. Your job as an owner is to support questions and to support people. I want to share with everybody the wonderful acronym for the word JOY. JOY is spelled J-O-Y. JOY stands for Journey of You. When you understand that the real joy in life is about you becoming the best you, which is what the Joy of Living podcast and our interaction now with wonderful Tyler, T-O, I call him, Tyler Ornstein, is all about that. He brings joy to everything he does because he recognizes that's the journey of you. He wants to be the best him he can be. Am I correct on that, Tyler?
Not only do I want to be the best person I can be, I have to learn from the mistakes that I've created.
Oh, wonderful. You hear that, everybody? You can actually make mistakes.
You can.
And then use them as a springboard. That's an entrepreneurial mindset, isn't it, Tyler?
You just, I tell people all the time, you can make as many mistakes as you want, just never repeat the mistake that you've ever did.
Right, repeating mistakes or repeating a mistake or mistakes is part of the definition of insanity, right? You know, it's just, it doesn't work out. It doesn't make sense for anybody. So the ability to, as we say, stumble and fall, but rise up again. They say the greatness of a being is to stumble and fall seven times, but rise up. It's the rising up that makes all the difference and success in business. So you know something, let's have a little fun here for the moment. Can you name a particular mistake, costly one, for you in any one of your businesses?
Of course. I'm going through one right now. I had a company come to me and tell me that they can do everything under the sun and it's going to cost this much. And unfortunately, sometimes you get, there's an adage, it's a very strong adage, and it's a very, very good adage. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And that has plagued entrepreneurs for eons. As long as entrepreneur was pronounced in the English language, well, it's actually French derived, but in the English language, there's always been a person that has sucker punched entrepreneurs. And it's very dissatisfying because you're dealing with someone that is out of integrity. They feel that they might have value and that you're not giving them the money for their value. But on the other hand, if you're, so here's the thing, in any conversation, in any conflict, it stems off of miscommunication. But after that miscommunication is absolved and rewarded and understood, and the both parties still don't want to come to an agreed term and a mutual understanding, that's when the person that's trying to take is actually in the wrong and bad. because even if I was, say, for example, this is a good example. I sell a good, I don't sell a service. So if I sell a good to you, Barry, if you bought some coffee from me and I said, Barry, I'm going to send you some really, really good coffee, and your coffee arrives and the bag is destroyed and there's coffee everywhere, and you call me up and you say, Tyler, what the hell? I paid good money for this bag of coffee. If my response was, oh, that's tough, Barry, why don't you just go pound sand? I'm in the wrong, because you feel that you weren't given a quality product for your money. But if I say, oh, I'm so sorry, Barry, let me send you out another bag, I'll be more than happy to cover the cost of that. Now you feel very, very happy and excited to be doing business with me. So that bag of coffee no longer is a monetary value. What it is it's a token of good faith that I'm going to support you. So what are you going to do? You have a mouth, and you're going to tell people about that situation. You're going to vocalize that. So what I tell people in business, you could spend an outrageous amount of money in marketing. I know people that spend an outrageous amount of money in marketing. But when you get the customer and you don't nurture that customer through its life cycle, you're burning money. And not only that, you're paying people to screw your business over.
Okay, let's unpack a number of things you just said. I love that last one, by the way. You're paying people to screw your business, to screw you. Yeah, and it does happen. Everybody falls for the same thing at least once. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. But I love the words that you use. I wrote them down because I want everybody to understand part of what we're dealing with here is the essence of business. Now, business is a wonderful word. Everybody knows how to spell it in English, right? B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. Notice something interesting about business, Tyler. The U comes before the I.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you articulated here. When you recognize that in business, your obligation is to your customer, and you recognize that everything is about the customer, the you comes first, the I second, especially when the I is rooted in integrity, mm-hmm. which is what you want to do. In other words, why have a business that is only out to hurt people? That's kind of dumb. You know, nobody really tries to start a business that way, unless you're in certain kinds of business. We won't even talk about those, but it's built on integrity. So if you really want integrity, and you want people to begin to know you and like you and then trust you, because it's all based on trust, then you recognize that business is built on the you before the I with integrity. And I love you use another F word. Again, I'm using a lot of F words today. Faith. That's really what it takes, by the way. The first time somebody buy something from somebody else, that takes faith, that you believe that whatever you're doing with that company, the face of which oftentimes on the web is just a bunch of stuff with pricing and maybe a story, until that communication happens with actual physical product or service and it works, then it's based on faith. Faith is a great word. Find the answers in the hidden. It's still hidden. But once it becomes concretized and you're communicating and people are, say, drinking your coffee, or in our case, we'll say the Kool-Aid, drinking the coffee, what happens is, wow, this stuff is really good. And we'll talk about why yours is different than anybody else's. We're talking with amazing Tyler Ornstein. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to go to a quick break. And after the break, we're going to dive in deep into a huge vat of acid-free coffee. Now, people might say, what the heck is acid-free coffee? We're going to learn a lot about it, unless you're an old hippie and you really like acid, but we won't talk about that. But acid-free coffee is really something that's good for you. That's right. And this is not too good to be true. This is real. It took a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money, but Tyler has cracked the code on acid-free coffee. We'll be right back after this brief message from one of our great sponsors. Maybe it'll be a Tyler sponsorship someday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go away. There's more Tyler on the other side of this break.
Good day, everyone. Barry Shore here.
so happy to be discussing with you today a plant-based, high-quality, protein, organic superfood called Organifi, O-R-G-I-N-I-F-I. Organifi, I use it. I ordered it. I sought them out. I'm so glad to be urging everybody to try and use this remarkable high-quality food product. The story is two wonderful people, Drew and Jamal, who in 2014 joined forces together to find the best possible high-quality superfood blends. Took them 52 different tries before they got it right. And I'm telling you, they hit on something that is revolutionizing the world, your health. This is the best, the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant, high-quality superfood you could ever have. That's as simple as it. You know, I swim 2 miles a day, every single 6 days a week. I use this to restore and regenerate my being, and I feel better for it. You can't go wrong. You must find your way to the website and order, use this product. I want you to go to Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com, Organifi.com. And when you go there, you're going to put in the code LIVING, capital L-I-V-I-N-G, LIVING, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. This is stuff that you're going to want to have for you, your family. You're going to tell your friends, everybody, this is health. This is good health. This is great health. Organifi.com. Please go there. You'll thank me for it. You'll be jumping up and down and telling the world. Go to Organifi.com, put in the code LIVING, capital L, capital I, V-I-N-G, and get 20% off. And I look forward to getting many, many comments and emails from you saying, thank you, Barry Shore. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. If you're good-looking, you're always looking for and finding the good. We have found good in abundance. His name is Tyler Ornstein. Our cup runneth over with good. Talking about a cup runneth over. There ain't nobody in the world who doesn't know something about coffee. It smells good. It tastes good. But sometimes it doesn't do such good for your being because people have different reactions, responses to coffee. Matter of fact, they made up an acronym for coffee during the break. Tyler, you want to hear it?
I want to hear this.
Coffee stands for capable of fermenting frothy exuberance easily. Sorry?
Say that five times fast.
Yes, thank you. So we're going to talk about one of your major businesses. It's called Tyler's Coffees.
Mm-hmm.
Coffees, plural. Tyler's Coffees.
Yes, sir.
And it's acid-free. So yes. Here's the big question. Ready? Big deal. Who cares? Well, tell me, why should millions of people care?
Well, it's very simple. The reason why you should care about acid-free coffee is the reason why you should care about what you put in your body, period. So anyone that puts harmful acids in their body causes inflammation. And that inflammation lowers the pH in your body. What we're trying to do is we're trying to equal your pH. So your pH should sit around 7.3 to 7.6, depending on, you know, a couple different factors. But that's where your pH of your body should sit. So anytime you take a acidic product of any sort and you drink it or eat it, the pH does this. Boop. So now your body has to bring it back up into equilibrium. And a lot of people live like this.
Not good.
What happens is when you live down here, you harbor cancer cells because you have so much inflammation. So that's why cancer is such a big epidemic, and that's why,
obesity is such a big epidemic, and that's why diabetes is such a big epidemic, and that's why there's so many health issues that's such a big epidemic. And what a lot of doctors won't talk to you about is how to alkaline your body. But a lot of people that have alkalinity in their body or have created an alkalinity body, they don't harbor any issues because they're not inflamed. They're not feeling dragged down. They're not feeling tired. They're not feeling exhausted. Inflammation is exactly what it means. It means that your cells are large. And when your cells are large, then you start retaining more fat. You start retaining more toxins. You don't get to cleanse. You don't have issues. You know, it goes on and on and on and on and on, right? So coffee is another big factor. It is low pH. Well, because it blooms the tannic and lipids in the roasting process, but we don't. We don't bloom the tannic and lipids in the roasting process. So by not blooming the tannic and lipids in the roasting process, we're able to yield a neutral pH.
So how did this even come about? Who did anybody in your, say, in your family or something you know, close that had the acid issue
and yes.
solved the problem? In other words, here's a problem, and it's not a small problem. It's a large problem.
Yeah.
Because first of all, it's not just the United States, but it's worldwide human beings. How do you solve the problem? How come nobody else did it? But we'll get to that in a moment. How do you solve the problem of basic coffee, which is acidic?
You don't bloom the tannic and lipids. So that's a lot easier said than done, right?
That's how you build a business.
Yeah. But my father, he's a biochemist. He figured out when the tannic lipids bloom in the roasting process. He worked with electrical engineer, mechanical engineer. Together, they built the Z-roasting process as proprietary to Tyler's. And that's essentially what we have done, is we've created a product that doesn't give you any reverse side effects. It's smooth, no bitter, clean. You know, anyone that suffered from heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, all the way to
smooth, no heartburn, no indigestion. Right. Oh, come on. Too good to be true. Is it true?
You know, that's a great segue. This is what I love to tell people. Don't ever, ever, ever take my word for how good my coffee is. Go to Amazon, read the 5,000 reviews. Go to Google, read the reviews. Go to our website, read the reviews. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
I want everybody to understand what he just said, and because I agree. Don't listen to Tyler because of several reasons. Number one, it's his company. But because it's his company, you can't listen to him because he puts his name on the line. But listen to what other people say. Third-party endorsements are certainly far more valuable than somebody who has, you know, a vested interest, as it were. But his vested interest is getting rid of your heartburn, of your acidity, of giving you great coffee that not just smells good, tastes good, but is good for you. Imagine this, coffee that's good for you, and you get it at a reasonable price. And it's not two or three or five times more expensive.
Oh.
And not only that, and so it's price comparable. Now, I'm hoping that you're gonna say, yeah, I know this is proprietary, but does that mean it's a patented process?
No.
Does anybody now start making?
No, not patented. It's trade secret.
Okay, so it's not that Starbucks or whoever else is going to come out next week with another their own acid-free coffee.
Right. So long story short, it's has nothing to do with Starbucks or any of that. If you put a patent out there in the U.S. Patent Office, you have to disclose everything. Now what they'll do, what major companies do is they'll say, oh, okay, well, we'll just rip it off. And you go, well, no, that's the whole point of the U.S. Patent Office. I've protected my IP. And they go, yeah, sure, bud. Well, I'll tell you what, you go get counsel. And then when you've burned through $300,000 and $400,000 in counsel by defending it, you'll be broke. And then we'll just take your company.
By the way, I want everybody to understand, if you're watching this, you see Tyler smile as he says it because he knows it. I thank God, I've been blessed with 3 issued U.S. patents. And I know exactly what you're talking about is true. And it happens every day. So patent is a wonderful, interesting process, except you should know that the vultures exist. And we're not talking just other companies. Oftentimes it's attorneys in wearing 3-piece suits or 2-piece suits or whatever they are. And they look for the opportunity to pounce on information, IP, that is now put out into the public domain. So it's very good that it's proprietary and trade secret. And again, let's go back to the essence of what is coffee itself, and why did you get involved with this? In other words, what was it that was driving you? Because you had several businesses. I know you told me you have a nuts and bolts business. I just spent 3 minutes on the business that your grandfather started. You know, it's nuts and bolts.
Right. So my grandfather started HMS Fasteners, and it was a really, really successful company. And there was people running it that were doing good. And then unfortunately, my grandfather died when I was, 13. I would say, long story short, when he died, a lot of the company died with him. And we tried to keep the thing afloat. And unfortunately, my grandmother didn't really understand the whole business mindset, whole business idea. She was kind of a stay-at-home mom and, you know, doesn't really have those skill sets, right? It was a very, very Jewish conservative family. And that society, I guess, is the man works, the woman stays at home, cooks and cleans and takes care of the kids, right? So my father, he kind of lost interest. He went and did his own thing. He owns another company and does environmental science and environmental studies and environmental chemistry. So it kind of stayed dormant. And then recently I found someone that actually I trusted and could see where they could take the company and go for it. So we just reopened, we're back up and running. Things are starting to come in, and it's really fun to watch because we're taking something that was mothballed back to life. 3 months ago, I would walk in there and the power was off and the water was off and it was just dead in the water, literally dead in the water. Now I can walk in there and it's clean, the lights are on, the water's on, we put all new infrastructure in. So it's really exciting. I mean, I think that what's cool about it is we're taking something that was, you know, pretty much dead and we brought it back to life. And I like doing those things.
So this is so one. I want to unpack a little bit here because it's such a great journey. Again, this is all about shift, everybody. And you got to remember to pronounce your F in shift. So Tyler mentioned that his grandfather had great business. I mean, real solid business, doing very well. An interesting entrepreneurial difficulty. ED, entrepreneurial difficulty. I just made that up. You love that? Yeah, some people think it's something else. Okay, eat the entrepreneur. That the business was tied to the person, the personality. It couldn't exist without that being. And unless you had that being have all the infrastructure in place that the person could step away, well, when that person wasn't there, unless it had all that energy brought back into it, would literally deflate. Think of it as a giant, one of the giant things that you see at the car show, you know, 16 feet high and it's moving around, but it's all just air in there and you puncture it and it just goes like that. And then what happens? Tyler says, well, look, it's something, it was a business. What if, that's my, again, entrepreneurial mindset. What if we could find a person or people to run it, have it, potentially build it. And guess what? He lives in Tucson, but it's not far from Phoenix. The Phoenix is rising again. And again, here's where it gets really important. Tyler is using tested, proven principles of business to revive once dormant business, once wonderful business, once dormant, and then bringing it back to life using principles. This is critical. It's not just, gee, Tyler is so smart, he can do this. Oh, yeah, he is. But he's willing to work hard. Those are four-letter words. One ending with a K. Work hard. Am I correct on that, Tyler? Work hard.
I would say work hard, but also work smart.
Well, I was hoping you'd put that in. Hello, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Working hard by itself causes sweat. Working hard and smart causes sweet.
Yes.
Something good to happen. And yeah. I only have a lot of time left, but I want to go to, you said you have four businesses. I want you to talk about, just for fun, FU, capital N, capital N. When was the last time somebody said FU to you and you smiled, right? So this is cool. Talk to us about another one or two of your businesses, the pipe cleaning business or the acid business, whatever it is.
So all these businesses have a cornerstone. And that cornerstone has a word on it. And that word is H-E-L-P, help. If you don't have a business that isn't helping a solution to a problem, you probably don't have a business, you have a hobby. And the way that I can say that is if you look at every single business in the world, and I mean every single business without a fault, every single business, I change my mind kind of thing. If you can't, if you can show me a business that doesn't have the word help in the cornerstone of the business. Whenever someone buys something, I use this very simple thing. This is a mug. Why did I buy this mug, Barry? It says, I love acid-free coffee, right? We sell these online. But why does someone buy a mug?
To put coffee in or something in it.
Right. Because if I held coffee in my hands like this and went like this, A, it would get all over my pants. B, you would think I look like an idiot. And C, why? Why would I do that in the first place? So I put coffee in a mug. Now this helps me put my coffee in there and keep it warm because it's ceramic, so it keeps the temperature in. This is why that company sold this to me. Every company sells you a reason because you need to have it. You buy something because of your need or your want. So that being said, I felt that there was a need in the cannabis industry for a clean bong cleaner or a clean cannabis cleaner. And there wasn't anything out there that I saw that was really of validity. There's companies out there that say they're alcohol free, but they still have chemicals in there that are hazardous. We have a non-hazardous, non-petroleum based, non-alcohol based, non-flammable, non-corrosive, cannabis cleaner. And cannabis is this super, super, super big market. I mean, they're going from billions and billions of dollars to, you know, probably in 2026, we'll see the number, the letter T in the cannabis industry. It's just skyrocketing, right? People are buying cannabis stocks like it's going out of style because the market's doing so well, right? Because there's such a demand. Why is there a demand? Well, there's now realization that cannabis helps you and it doesn't hurt you. I'm not going to get down to that topic because that's...
Let's not go there because I'm not of that persuasion, but I want to go back to your comment, though.
Right.
The cornerstone of business, as we said, business is the you before the I. There needs to be a help. If there's no help in business, and you're not really in business, you're in a hustle. That's how I perceive it. And by the way, there are lots of people out there who hustle, but if you want to create something that's going to have legs that you can spread and enjoy,
right,
you need to be in the helping business. That's really what it's about. Help, if you change the L to an M, becomes hemp. Okay, fine. Since I love words, I love playing with them, such like that. So that's a cannabis cleaner. I mean, I never would have even thought about it. First of all, I don't think about it, the whole idea of the cannabis stuff, but that cleaning the instrument that you're going to use to bring in the cannabis, it needs to be so pure that it's not going, you're not bringing anything untoward into your body. It's
correct.
The whole idea of acid-free coffee again.
Correct.
I mean, what you bring into your body makes a difference. And you said you have another company. What's the other one?
We have a friction modifier that's the best friction modifier in the industry. Changed my mind on that too, because I think
what industry is this?
It's a friction modifier. So we can take any friction off to metal surface. So if you have a metal surface, like an engine, even I've put it in my door well, because my door is, you know, sticking. It's like WD-40, but it's not. It's much better than WD-40.
This is so wonderful. I was thinking, I'm going to ask you, isn't this like WD-40?
Right.
And you say yes, and it's better.
Right. So
better.
Yeah. So, you know, if you go to Runwell Oil on YouTube, you can see all the videos that we've done, and we've done so much science on this that we're building this wonderful idea of how to save fuel cost, not only in fuel cost, because fuel has gone outrageous, but also in pollution. So if we can reduce pollution with improving the fuel savings.
So you reduce pollution, increase efficiency.
Yes.
And I would think that you even increase the life of the moving parts of the engine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's WWW. What a wonderful world. Right?
We're always helping.
Yeah, right. So again, let's go back to Tyler's fundamental understanding about business. In business, the U comes before the I. The essence of business is the word help. Help stands for helping everyone love prosperity. How's that? That's what help is all about.
Yeah.
Helping other people, by definition, you will be prosperous, because that's what you're there to do. It's a goods, it's a service, it doesn't matter. But if you're helping in the most positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, then
right.
We all say, help is on the way. Well, that's what you've done. You've brought help in. Now, let's just unpack something here because it's fun. We have something called Better Than WD-40. It's, you reduce friction. Whenever you reduce friction in anything, life gets better. You've improved the ability to bring into your body something that can help you in terms of pain-free or whatever as necessary without causing the harmful effects of the item that's helping, in this case, cleaning the pipe.
Right.
You drive the business that's built on nuts and bolts, and you're offering your nuts and bolts in a faster, better, cheaper way to those people who use it in the building industries.
Yes.
And you have acid-free coffee, which everybody in the world, recently 8 billion people in the world, everybody enjoys coffee.
Yes.
And most everybody would prefer acid-free coffee if it has the same great taste, the same great smell. And what are you doing? You are helping. Now, what a wonderful way to live. Tyler, by the way, I made up an acronym for you just while you were even talking. You ready?
Okay.
Tyler is spelled T-Y-L-E-R. Tyler stands for terrific youth, loving, enterprising rewards.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. I was also going to say, we're helping people so much that big corporations started seeing us. So now Tyler's Coffees is in Sprouts. It's in Natural Grocers. It's in Hy-Vee. It's on Amazon. It's on eBay. It's on Wish. It's in Walmart.com. And that's a testament to us helping because these companies see value in us.
Right. And they see value and they deliver, you deliver value, because I know something about that industry. If you don't deliver value, it doesn't matter how much you pay for shelf space, because they are interested in making sure that their clientele gets best that's available. So you're fulfilling several situations all at once. You're giving them a great product at an excellent price and service. They're helping their customers, because that's what they're all about. So you're right, it's a testament. Okay, I'm actually very sorry to tell you, Tyler, that we're coming to the close of our time together. However, we have enough time. I'm going to ask you three questions.
Okay. Are
you ready? You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, number one question. Will you come back again?
Oh, of course. That's not a question.
Very good. Very good. Number two, you have 80 seconds only to answer this. Tyler Ornstein, what is your most fervent desire?
It's not cheap. I want to figure out a way to use all the trash in the world for renewable energy.
Yes! Yes! That is a worthwhile vision, sir. Yeah. We want to turn trash into energy, and it's been tried many, many times, but I think Mr. T.O. may be the one to uncover the secret. And the third question is, may I give you a hug in front of 362,840 people around the world?
Oh, a virtual hug? Sure.
Yes. Well, hello. I'm down here. One second. Hug stands for harmonizing, unlimited giving. Harmonizing, unlimited giving. Are you ready, sir? In the count of three. One, two, three. Those of you who didn't see it, he was leaning in, because that's how we can feel the hug, right? That's what giving is all about. And thank you, wonderful people. You've been listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and our amazing guest, Tyler Ornstein. Everything you want to know about Tyler, just go to my website, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. Everything about Tyler is there, especially his coffee, and he's probably going to give you a discount, but we'll talk about that another time. And you do listening to The Joy of Living, which we summed up in one word. Giving. And you know, in this show, it's all about you, not about Tyler, nice guy that he is, or even about Barry, great guy. It's all about you. You becoming the best you possible, because you're the best you. You make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you know that you live with the three fundamentals of life, and you follow these three fundamentals, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. We both guarantee it, or your money back.
Gary, Barry, I gotta ask you one question really quick. The shirt has a lot of power, because I see you wearing that shirt in your marketing and in your, you know, obviously that's not your only shirt in the wardrobe. So what's the significance of that shirt?
Okay, you all hear his question, and I want to help him, because that's what we're all about. But that's going to be for the next time when Tyler comes back. Barry, what is that shirt all about? Remember, you got to pronounce the I in shirt, the R in shirt.
I love it.
So the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life, your life has purpose. You live a purpose-driven life. Number two happens, go mad. Mad stands for make a difference in the world, like wonderful Tyler. And three, unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, such as smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, like Tyler does. You can do it too. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. The rethinking is help. How can I help? That's it. You learn those four words, and that's it. How can I help? Four words, and everything will open up for you, because you understand that choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use four-letter words. But remember, use the four letters, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant ones, like love, life, hope, free, gift, grow, play, pray, swim, surf. and use the four-letter F-U word. F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see family and friends. And so people, well, what are you talking about? You say, hey, Barry Shul wants to teach the world to F-U, capital N, capital N. It opens up, you talk about what we learned today. And use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, from now the rest of your life. You help yourself, you help your family, you help your friends, you help the whole world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dancer, to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. And we will see you on our next show with a wonderful guest on the joy of living. Tyler, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.